This is the Radio Sports Page. Colton Emsweiler here, and I am joined by Pleasantville head boys basketball coach Tom Wilkins and his son, senior Aaron Wilkins. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks. Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So this is a very special segment on the Radio Sports Page tonight. For those of you that may not be aware or need a fresh reminder, on December 17th in Pleasantville's home game against West Central Valley, it was also their senior night, which is kind of important, Aaron started the game and scored the opening points on the first possession, giving his team a 2-0 lead against the Wildcats. Aaron, unfortunately, due to multiple knee injuries, had to basically miss his junior and senior year seasons of football and basketball, which is very unfortunate. And then his father, the coach, coordinated with the coach of West Central Valley as well as the officials to give Aaron that essentially one shining moment. And, you know, coach, you did tell me that that's going to be the only time he appears in a game this year. And so, you know, just all that in mind, Aaron, I'd like to start with you. You know, what was that moment like, you know, that night, you know, just a few weeks ago?
Well, it was pretty crazy because we go into the weight room before the game, and he always gives us a starting lineup. He's writing on the board, and he skipped one spot. So I'm just like, oh, maybe someone new starting, and he put my name on it. So it was pretty special. We go and warm up. I'm obviously nervous. It's a layup, but you still get nervous. You're going to miss it. So it was pretty cool just to be on the court, be announced as one of the starters. It was awesome.
And, Coach, over to you now. You know, Aaron just made it sound like he didn't know ahead of time. I mean, I certainly didn't. And, you know, that would have been nice to know, but that's not on you. It's not really anyone's fault there.
It is on me.
I don't blame you, though. But, you know, what was the origins of that plan? Did you just wake up that Thursday morning and, like, you know, let's do this? Did you maybe have a talk with your wife a little earlier? Or, you know, did you coordinate? You know, like, what was the true origins of that plan?
My wife didn't know either. She wasn't very happy. I know when starting lineups were about to start, she had come over to the other side to take pictures because Aaron usually stands at the end of our line and does all the handshakes with the guys. So I said, you may want to get back on the other side. Aaron's going to start. So she didn't know. He didn't know. Our other son didn't know as well. And as for the origins, you know, I took this job after Coach Allman decided to be our AD. And I'd coached here for quite some time. I've been off for 5 years and was looking forward to coaching Aaron. I didn't get to coach my son, Brant. That was my call. But when Aaron went down again with his second ACL injury in August, to be perfectly honest with you, that's probably when this whole idea was hatched. That long ago that I had this idea, if I could get Aaron a chance to play basketball, I wanted to do that. And, you know, he was a heck of a football player and didn't get to play his junior year or his senior year and would have been a starter in basketball for us this year. So it was a no-brainer. So, yeah, this has been rattling around in my head for quite some time, and I'm just glad it all came together.
Yeah, and, you know, Aaron, we talked about, you know, what was it like that night? But, I mean, this has been essentially, I mean, coaches made it sound like it was 4 months, but essentially, I mean, you could point this back to, you know, last year, you know, back in August when the first knee injury even happened. So, you know, what has this journey been like? Because you just told me that the morning that we're recording this interview, you had rehab, you know, for the second one. So, you know, just what has the last year and a half or so been like having to deal with all this and essentially being completely off the field basically the entire time outside of baseball?
A lot of dedication, because not everybody wants to go through rehab. It's really hard for me. It was really hard, but I just kept going through. Spent a lot of time by myself in the weight room. I'd ask a lot of people to come work out with me, and that helped a lot. But just a lot of working out, going through rehab, a lot of my peers helping me out, getting me through it. Wasn't all me. It was my family, my friends, and just coaches helping me out and saying, like, I can do it. And that's just what helped me through all of it.
Pleasantville boys basketball coach Tom Wilkins and his son, senior Aaron Wilkins, joining us here on the Radio Sports Page. And Coach, back over to you. You know, you did mention that, you know, you came out of retirement to coach Aaron because you didn't coach your older son, you know, but what has it been like since you came out of it? Obviously, Aaron hasn't been able to really compete this year or last year, But, you know, just to be around him more and be around even his friends, you know, coaching this basketball team. What has that decision been like? And when I say retirement, it should be taken loosely because right. You still have a son in high school. You're not that old.
Yeah. Well, it's been great because I wanted to make sure Aaron was part of our practices, part of our team. And I think that's huge. I think, you know, obviously you're going to do this for your own son, but I think I would do it for any player that would be in that situation. So Aaron will jump in and help in practice. Early on, he was really good about guys that weren't, you know, really understanding the offense. They'd go sit over by him and he'd talk to him a little bit. He gets involved in some of our drills. He gets to warm up with us, you know, before games. So, you know, it's not what I had envisioned. Well, when I came back, you know, I envisioned him being a starter for us and being one of our better players. But it still has been, you know, a good experience with having him there involved and being a big part of our team.
And Aaron, you know, what, you know, obviously there was a standing ovation and all that. You know, I'm not entirely sure how many people in the crowd truly knew if your own mother didn't even know ahead of time. But, you know, but what was that like? And maybe even after the game, after the crowd settled, you know, did you maybe, you know, go hang out with some friends afterwards? I mean, it was a Thursday, so you had school the next day. But, you know, what was it like with the friends specifically afterwards?
Well, to be honest, when you said about the standing ovation, I didn't hear any of it. It was just everything just flew by me. It happened all so fast. It, like, happened like a snap of a finger. It was fast. But after the game, it was just fun talking to everybody. Like, did you know? And I'm just like, no. And, like, everyone was saying, that's pretty cool. And I said, yeah, it was awesome. And just after the game, I stood around with a couple friends, just talk afterwards, and we didn't even talk about the game. Like, it's just something that's cool that happens, but we just talked about other stuff. It was fun.
And, Coach, you definitely kept that one, this one under wraps, a very well-kept secret, one that was essentially 4 months in the making. But, you know, just when it actually happened, and obviously, you know, the West Central coaches and the officials knew nothing about it, you know, and you told me that it was such a class act, you know, just what, you know, I'm sure maybe some parents also went up to you afterwards. So just the warm reception that you got because of that, you know, what was that like with all the parents, coaches, officials you talked to?
Well, you know, coaches are kind of a brotherhood. You know, we've all gone through the battles of coaching, and for the West Central Valley coach, I talked to him during the girls game and he was all for it. In fact, he's got a player that he's going to try to do the exact same thing for later on in the season. That
spoiler alert.
Yeah, that was hurt. So it was great. And then the cool thing about it is before the game, we're talking to the officials. I let him know and he went and told his guys. Then as they were running off the court at the end of the game, one of them came over and said, hey, that was really cool. I've got an uncle that coaches, and he would have done anything for his boys. So he thought that was cool. So, you know, I just wanted to get, you know, a memory for Aaron. And it just so happened that I was got to be along for the ride. And so, yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking because I didn't know how it would all come together. And like Aaron said, he was a little nervous. I was nervous that maybe we wouldn't get the pass, he wouldn't get the layup. But it all worked out, and it couldn't have been a better moment, and it's something I'll remember for a long time.
Certainly something worth remembering indeed. Tom and Aaron Wilkins, Pleasantville head basketball, boys basketball coach, and his son Aaron joining us here on the Raider Sports page. And before I let you go, final question for Aaron. You know, that was certainly a shining moment that I'm sure you're going to share with your kids and grandkids, you know, because it was certainly a special moment, one that I did feel needed to have a dedicated moment on the Raider Sports page, and that's where we are now. But, you know, looking forward, no more looking behind for the last question. Let's look forward, being a senior. Have you made any plans so far, maybe settled on a career path and maybe a school at this point?
So I want to go into business. It's just something that's always interested me. And also be a teacher. So my dad's a teacher. My mom's a banker. I just kind of want to combine the two. Just they can both help me out with it through college. And I think, like, it's a career I'd like. I haven't decided on a school, but it's between two. I just haven't chose one yet. But I don't think I'm going to play any sports. I was thinking about football for the longest time, and I finally decided I want it. It was just something that I had to decide on my own and do what's best for me.
Pleasantville boys basketball coach Tom Wilkins and his son, senior Aaron Wilkins, joining us here on the Radio Sports page, talking about that special moment on December 17th against West Central Valley, where Aaron started the game despite multiple injuries and scored the opening basket, in an act of good faith, and just a shining moment indeed that deserved the story to be shared in full. But with that, thank you for joining us, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.